Did that one ever get posted?
Yeah.
Did anybody say anything about the AIDS?
No, they don't care.
Oh, okay.
Maybe they agree, I don't know.
Oh, are we recording now? Or have you tricked me again?
I just started like 30 seconds ago.
Okay, all right. Well, then I have something to talk about. Fur was looking on the BBC.com thing, and they confirmed which came first, the chicken or the egg. It was the egg.
What?
The egg came first. And
how does
like,
the egg come
which
first?
Came first, chicken or the egg? Because the first chicken was probably born from something that was not a chicken.
Like a dinosaur.
Not exactly a chicken, yeah. You know what I mean?
A dinosaur?
Yeah, basically. Because it was a less evolved version of the chicken.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So now we know that the egg came first. So if somebody's like, what came first, chicken or egg? Be like, shut up, it was the egg, motherfucker. Science proved
that's
it.
That's weird.
Yeah. Science.
We know science
getting
true.
Rid of all the questions that you've
science
ever had.
Science isn't true. It's made up. It's people that are going to hell. You know, I was reminded several times, Jesus is the reason for the season.
He is the reason for the season? Oh, because you work at...
No, because I saw a sign every 5 feet outside that said it.
Where?
In Lakeland.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all the things all the churches put on, especially.
I hate church.
Jesus, don't forget about Jesus.
Don't forget about Jesus. Available now, $4.99. Plus tax. Jesus.
Well,
tax.
You know, I went to Phoenix last week or the week before last, right? So Herb's mom was telling me a story of how she has these friends that are big Christians, but you know, they're nice and so she associates with them or whatever, and she pulls out this ornament that she had gotten from them like a couple years before. She just starts dying laughing. I was like, what are you laughing about? And she told me the story how they had invited her and Herb over to a Christmas dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, okay, we'll go, whatever. So everybody gathers around the table and they start holding hands. So Herb and his mom thought they were going to start praying, which is, you know, they're like, okay. So like, they bow their heads, and then everybody starts singing. This is on Christmas Day. Everybody starts singing, happy birthday to you.
Were they singing happy birthday to Jesus?
To baby Jesus.
Oh,
and they brought out a cake.
Baby Jesus. Oh my God, a cake? That's a good idea.
I think, and then I was thinking, I wonder if they had like a candle of Jesus going like this.
Well,
if he was on fire, can you really light Jesus on fire?
Well, you know, he went to hell for those 3 days.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he spent 3 days in hell.
Oh.
Wait,
to see how it's going to be?
No, when he died, he spent 3 days in hell.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
that's a damn lie.
That's a lie.
No, it's not.
He went to heaven or something.
No, he didn't. He spent 3 days in hell. That is 100% true. Yes, it is.
On the third day,
listen,
he rose.
Listen, it was written in the text. It is fact. Don't dispute.
I don't remember that part. I'm a Southern Baptist, and I went to church for 18 fucking years, and they never told me that. I don't think.
Well, I'm Catholic, dude. Everybody goes
how
to hell.
How is God's son going to go to hell?
Because, like, he's a douche.
He's like a sinner and junk.
Wasn't he not baptized or whatever?
He baptized other people.
Like, but maybe,
no, did
maybe,
John the Baptist baptized him, I think.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to church talk.
I know, right?
With Ricky and Ryan.
I think it's the most we've ever talked about church.
Yeah, I'm done with that.
Me too.
Word.
I've been done with that.
So I've been drinking all day, or at least like.
So how many occurrences you have?
8.75.
getting up there.
Yeah, but it's January. Vacation day is...
Oh. You have 2 weeks?
Yeah. Oh, cool. Charisse is getting 3 this year.
Nice.
Yeah, she's going to try to forget she has the week so she can put them off at the end of the year and be like, oh, shit.
I have 3.
A week of... Yeah.
I have 2 weeks and then I have a week of like holiday pay or whatever. But we can take that week as vacation if we want. It's awesome.
Excuse me.
What are you drinking?
Margarita.
I don't do tequila.
Yeah.
What kind of tequila is it?
Jose Cuervo.
Oh, well, that's okay, I guess. Yes. Gold? Or?
Yes, gold.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's cool. The last time I drank a lot of tequila, I had alcohol poisoning.
Yeah.
I had my stomach pumped.
I like to put them in Wendy's cups, so it's like I'm drinking Mountain Dew.
Not really, but okay.
It kind of does.
Doesn't it looks like lemonade. Look
like that? Or lemonade, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Ryan, you haven't been here in a while.
Yeah, don't act like it's my fault. I was all like, hey, what's up? Are we going to, like, record on Thursday? And you're like, no, bitch, shut the fuck up.
Almost went 2 weeks without the show.
I'm fucking busy.
I'm in Phoenix.
I'm in fucking Phoenix. That's what you said to me. Like, I was so...
On text message? Yeah. That's how I said it?
Yeah. Like, the F-U-C-K buttons mm-hmm. were, like, completely worn out on your phone after that. Just, like, there wasn't even any...
Let me turn down my phone.
Turn it on?
Turn it down.
Oh. Clong, clong, clong.
Sorry. So the last person that was on my show was the ex-police officer.
Ooh, that's odd. Wait. Ooh. What was his name?
Well, his podcast name is Steve.
Oh, I see. I see. You'll have to tell
me his boyfriend's name is Adam.
You'll have to tell me his actual name afterwards.
No.
You should.
I can't tell you.
Why?
Because he was a... police officer in this area.
Yeah.
Well,
I probably know him.
Oh, yeah, because your mom totally works there.
Yeah.
Probably not.
All right. Jerk.
I'm going to tell you. I told him I wouldn't say anything.
Fine.
And then, Nick, you know your mom works there. I can't do that.
Whatever.
Don't even try it. Of course, you could probably get your mom to listen to the show and listen to his voice.
Like, I'm going to have my mom listen to the show.
Why not?
She's the most stuck-up, like, lady ever. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let her hear that. I'm sure she'd be really pissed.
She's stuck up. She knows she is. Or she's not, like, you know, she's not a very open-minded person.
Really?
No.
And you look the way you do?
Yeah. She does not care for that at all. I told her this is my action beard, and she was just horrified.
It's getting
It's action-oriented.
Look at mine.
Yeah, yeah.
Getting it hot?
Yeah, it's getting pretty...
Pretty getting...
Yeah, like ZZ Top.
Pretty there. Getting... Did you hear that? ZZ Top, yeah.
Yeah. It's getting long.
I think I'm shaving it tonight.
You can... And go like this.
I gotta look young for when I go down to Fort Lauderdale.
Can you pull on the chin hair? Can you do that? Yeah, see, there you go. It's long.
Not a lot, but...
Start growing a mustache. Pull
on I think I'm gonna shave it off so I can look young this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So I can get some looks. Oh, you should totally do the handlebars.
They look funny when I try to do it.
That's awesome. See,
it doesn't work.
I can't wait. You should get them like really, really long and do and like then that guy
get that GC. The big circle and then
you know how they do that? How they keep it upright? They put their earwax on it.
Oh, it's
they go like this and they go.
Oh, I thought they made like actual wax, like mustache wax.
Well, they probably do, but if you don't have that available, they use.
Oh, whoa!
That's loud.
Yeah, that's loud and creaky.
Sound effects.
Loud and creaking. Damn hoes.
And bitches.
And bitches.
Who's the bitch and who's the hoe?
I think Fur's the hoe and Wagner would be the bitch.
Oh, damn. Herb says hello.
Oh, I'll tell him I said hello.
So, how'd school finish up?
It was all right. Like, I took my finals and stuff. I one of the classes I had a one of those finals where it's not mandatory if you've taken all the tests,
mm-hmm.
you know, and he was like, oh, if you took all the tests, then it'll just, you know, possibly add to your score. Otherwise, it'll, because it's what like they dropped the lowest test grade or whatever. This is sociology.
How'd you do in your math class?
Okay.
C?
Like, yeah, like a C.
So Fur did better than you? Oh, no, she got a C too, right?
Yeah, we
both I did better in both you bitches.
Oh, yeah, really?
B.
Oh. Ooh.
Like an 88 or an 89.
Damn, that's close, too, yeah. to an A. Yeah, I don't like...
Math is, like, a lot of the hard homework. And junk.
No, it's fun to do. Like,
I started at USF.
Yeah.
January 8th, and guess ooh. One of my classes?
What?
Africa and World History.
Oh.
I get to study how disease-ridden Africa economy helps the world.
Oh, okay.
We should ask Wagner about that.
Yeah. Which I'm sure in. Wagner has a lot of comments about right. that. Government? No! AIDS!
That's funny.
So we had a Christmas time steak day.
Oh, I know. You were telling me about it.
We had like a... Because every, you know, steak day is every Sunday. Mm-hmm. And since Christmas Eve fell on a Sunday this year, we decided to have a Christmas time steak day.
Mm-hmm.
And not too many people showed up, but there was like probably about 10 people or so.
How many people normally show up?
12 to 14, usually.
Wow.
Somewhere in that number.
And
there's like about like 7 to 9... roughly people that show up every time,
mm-hmm.
and then there's like 5 or 6 people that are kind of rotated out that come in, you know, from time to time. But Wagner's brother dressed up as Santa Claus,
mm-hmm.
but the Santa Claus outfit's kind of old and he's gotten bigger, so it kind of looked like Santa Claus pajamas. It was really funny. And the legs only came up to here, so it was like Santa Claus capris.
And so what do you guys cook? At your house?
Oh, or? Yeah, just... Oh, well, Wagner's place. We have a grill.
Over at the trailer?
A grill over... Yes, over at the trailer. With the snowman on the roof.
Oh, an inflatable snowman?
Yeah. We have an inflatable snowman in the back, too.
Oh, I saw snow.
That says Thug Life on it. Like, we wrote Thug Life
on Santa Claus?
Yeah.
I mean,
with a mark with, like, a Sir Mark's wand. We wrote Thug Life, and he's Thugsy the Ho Man.
Oh my god.
We're gonna get a...
That is so trailer trash.
We're gonna get a chain and spray paint.
And Wagner has a trailer trash shirt on.
Yes. We're gonna get a... It says white trash, actually.
Whatever,
we're
it's get, the same.
A gold spray painted chain. Put it on him. Did I tell you about the wheelchair?
I saw pictures of the wheelchair.
Yeah, we found a wheelchair and spray painted it gold. Well, the wheels. We're probably going to spray paint the whole thing one day. And then,
why'd you paint it gold?
Because solid gold. Because we have an abundance of gold spray paint.
Uh-huh. Why?
Because we like spray painting things gold. Because it makes them look classy as hell. Like people's hubcaps.
You spray people's hubcaps?
Our own people's hubcaps, like our cars.
Fur sprayed her hubcaps?
No.
Oh, I was going to say.
Fucking, no way Fur would.
Did you do yours?
No. Oh. Pretty much Wagner's.
You should. It might bring up the value in yours. Someone actually might try to steal it.
Diz.
I was afraid to get in your car, Ryan.
Why?
Because all that crap in it.
Yeah.
It was scary.
It's just trash.
Yeah, and open food containers. And
That normally, I don't leave open food containers. That was somebody else left that in my car.
Like open ranch
sure
dressing
was,
or something.
I'm
it was
pretty
on
sure
the
it
sign.
Was Misty.
Where the
I
hell
has
she been?
Huh? She, fucking, I don't know. I
she messaged me and said, yeah, I have to be on the show one day.
Well, yeah, she has to fucking come. Gotta fucking go.
I know, right?
Call me or something. Damn. We're going to clear out her backyard and... because she has a really big backyard, and we were talking about having parties back there.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, we haven't talked to her since, practically. Like, we went back there and chopped for a while. We made some trails and felt like conquistadors. But,
some what?
Conquistadors. You know, the people that came here from Spain.
Yeah.
Traveled through the jungles.
Yeah.
With machetes and shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was like. It was like jungle.
Oh, that's what they're called?
Conquistadors, yes.
Oh, I thought you were saying, like, some kind of door.
I was like, some kind of door?
Yeah, I thought you were saying it was some kind of door, like you're building doors.
Ooh, that'd be weird. Look at this field.
Here's another door doors. Into another area into in the backyard. Into
another dimension.
Oh, she lives out on Cumby, right?
This door leads to the other side of this door. Yes, she lives out in Cumby. Near Lake Parker. She actually lives right down the road from Lake Parker.
Oh. That's the big lake, right? Where the guy with that was addicted to crack got eaten up by the alligator.
Well, I don't think he got eaten, did he? I thought he got bit. His arm got... I thought he got bit by an alligator.
And he was naked.
Yeah, and he was naked and on crack.
That's crazy. Crack and it was cocaine. Cold.
It's what he was doing.
Crack is whack.
Crack is whack.
Ask Whitney.
And Bobby. And your mother.
Oh, my mom's dead.
Oh, diss. Oh.
My mom's dead.
Double diss then.
She's not dead. I hope she doesn't listen to this.
Yeah. Yeah, that's... We're in trouble.
Your mom's dead.
No, she's totally... I just saw her, like, the other day.
Oh, yeah, she's uppity.
Yeah.
So she doesn't dig the beard?
No, or the hair.
You look like Jesus.
Yeah, that's what I should tell her. Be like, look, I look like our Lord and Savior.
Oh, so you want to hear the message that's going to left for you, right?
Oh, yeah.
You remember when if somebody called in and left you
a question,
you what you were supposed to do, right?
Yeah. It's going to make me blush, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm. Oh, goodness.
You ready?
Yeah. I'm afraid.
You should be. All right, here we go.
So Ryan wants a question, does he? I have a question for him. How much money would it take to be willing to let a guy give you a blowjob? Not that I'm offering, but... Hey, I'm sure there's dying other fans wanting to know.
Interesting.
That is a wow, that is an impressive question.
Isn't it?
It had theme music and
it was almost like you're on a game show.
Yeah.
That's from Nick. He's in Canada and he does the Mad Hatter show.
Oh, I see.
And he was in Orlando and asking about you when he was down here a couple weeks ago.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
You wouldn't charge, would you?
What I would do is I'd start high and then, like, argue my way to a lower price, but I don't know what I'd start with.
500.
I'd probably try to go for 600.
600. But they went 300.
I would try to compromise somewhere in the middle.
So you'd
end up at
400,
450, 500.
I don't think you'd get that much.
Yeah, I don't either. they'd have to be pretty crazy and rich as hell.
What if you had like some sugar daddy after you? Like he was a millionaire and he wanted you to be his boy.
I don't know about that. No.
But you could be a millionaire.
No, see, no.
And you could cheat on him. With hose.
No, that would suck, though. Because, like, you know.
Well, all he wants to do is suck you off.
No, that would...
You
no.
Close your eyes.
No.
You're all shy.
Yeah.
You guys missed the question.
Yeah.
You guys missed the question. Well, they wouldn't have heard it anyway, so... Ryan blushed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was definite blushing.
Someone basically asked him how much would he charge for them to give him a blowjob. And he's like,
Did you tell him $1 million?
No, he goes, I would start out pretty high, 600.
Just because
$600?
I'm not a pretty man.
You suck dick for $600.
No.
They would suck his dick. They wanted to pay him to suck his dick.
Yeah, I'm not a pretty man. I'm not expecting
$10, Ryan. That's a free blowjob.
I'll probably start at $1 million and work my way. I'll be like $1 million, and I'll be like $250.
And I told him, I said, I don't think you'd get about $500. Probably maybe $100.
Probably.
Someone's doing you a favor, please.
Now they're doing themselves a favor.
I think the real.
I think it's pretty bad if they're asking you.
The real question is, do they spit or swallow?
That's oh.
True.
Would it have to be a swallower?
I don't know. You could deal with it. Oh, mister, I'm going to clank my phone all around.
Whatever. It's my fucking show.
Don't they?
Come on now.
It's drinking.
Well, when I get the other stuff, you won't hear that anymore.
Ooh.
Because it's going to be like in our own little DJ booth.
Soundproof coasters.
You could use your leg for that.
I don't trust my leg. Especially since I've been drinking and smoking and stuff all day.
Smoking what?
You know.
Crack?
Cigarettes and crack.
I heard crack about the nice snowman that's on top of your
Thugsy
house.
Thugsy the hoe man. No, Thugsy's not on top of the house. He's in the back. The other snowman is on top of the house. There's two.
One's a thug and one's white.
He's just.
Is this the Thug Life one?
Actually, I have a picture of it. I'll show you after the show's over.
I have to tell you something, Wagner. We just want to see if maybe you had an opinion on this. Okay. One of the classes that I have to take at USF is African history and the world, and how Africa's economy gives back to the world. What do you have to say about that?
You have to take a whole class on this?
Yeah.
If you have to write a paper, you should just write every paper on AIDS. Because that's all there is there. All there is AIDS.
It's their major import-export.
It is, for real.
They give a little, and they give a lot.
They made a chart of all the AIDS they exported. Like, more than anything else they export.
Forget their diamonds.
Oh, no. Fuck no.
You should see our AIDS to currency chart.
Diamonds are full of AIDS. if some son of a bitch
that's what
gave
I call
me an
blood
African
diamonds.
Diamond.
Most diamonds are from Africa.
I don't touch diamonds, man. AIDS.
grade A diamonds.
Yeah.
That's bad. We're bad people.
No, it's true. It's bad.
My professor is African.
I bet he has AIDS. I'm telling you.
I said, what if I go in there and he's talking like this? And I was like, oh my God. So yeah, a whole class on that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it'll be like about Egypt.
I want you to mark down how many times they mentioned AIDS.
Egypt's in Africa, right?
Only part of it.
Well, hopefully that's the only part I have to learn about.
That's the only part that's AIDS. So.
And probably South Africa.
The rest of Egypt doesn't.
You're right.
good times.
That's sad.
What's sad?
That's so narrow-minded.
What, AIDS?
African AIDS.
Oh.
There's other countries that have AIDS.
Like Africa.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the map?
Not like
there's a map that shows like
not like
highly
Africa.
Infected AIDS areas.
Nobody
like here,
does AIDS like we
like,
can.
A whole fucking continent is just crawling with AIDS. Look it up.
Look up an AIDS map. AIDSmap.org with daily updated AIDS live feed
streams
AIDS
across map. the TV like the Dow Jones does.
Yeah.
10 in Africa, 1 in the United States.
Africa's up a quarter and a half this year.
Oh, that's bad.
It's been a booming quarter.
That's bad.
Yeah. I hope you have to take that class.
Fuck no.
It's an exit class.
I already took it.
It was either that or British women's literature. And I was like, if I wanted to be around a bunch of lesbians, I would go to, like, the mountains.
Oh.
I had to take a women's
literature class. It was a choice between those two?
Well, no, the women's literature class was full, so I was forced to do African AIDS history.
But, that, I mean, those were the choice. Joyce is AIDS history. And
if I go in there, I'm like,
bitches with books.
Is this African AIDS history?
BBB. Oh, British book bitches.
Yeah. The BBBD. British book bitchy dykes.
Hmm. I don't trust.
That's interesting. But you're like into lesbians, so it's okay.
You know, oh, that reminds me.
That sounds really nice in my ear.
It's crunchy.
Mm-hmm.
We saw Busty Cops 2 today.
What's that?
The sequel to Busty Cops.
Is that a porn?
It is like softcore porn, but it's hilarious.
I hate those.
No, it's funny. It's,
why are the women always riding the guys like 5 feet above their dick? Yeah. I'm like, yeah, like, hello. His dick is not down at his kneecaps.
But they're cops.
The guys or the girls?
There's a Dalai Lama. There's three chicks. They're busted cops. They have busted. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. This was episode 2 or whatever. Return of the Busty Cops or something. I don't know.
Is this on cable?
Yeah, it was on. Well, it was on one of the like HBO or Cinemax or something like that.
So you were up at 2 or 3 o'clock this morning watching?
No, I saw it on the guide.
Oh.
Yeah.
The DI. What is that recording thing?
DVR.
Yeah.
Yeah. Digital video recorder or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Fancy.
So you record soft porn on it?
Only funny ones.
Why don't you just go rent porn? Oh, you can't do that in Polk County.
No, I don't.
You can download it. I can tell you.
I don't. No, it's for comedy purposes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's hilarious. Yeah, there's Busty Cops and Lord of the G-Strings.
And then I'm a connoisseur.
Yeah, and there's I saw another one that I recorded. It was like Return to Planet Bikini or something like that. It was, I don't know, it sounded really funny.
Those are retarded.
They're funny because they're stupid.
That's not even worth my time watching. But you should see gay porns. They're just as stupid.
No,
they're
really
stupid.
I'm good. That's okay.
You should just watch one.
No.
You want me to show you one real quick?
No.
I have one called Cop Out.
Huh?
I have one called Cop Out.
That's fine.
It's very interesting. Or I have one called The Bear Motel and The Bear Hotel.
Oh, okay.
It's very interesting. Fur's like, Fur wants to see it. That's why she's smiling like that.
Oh, no.
Just penises. Yeah.
No buggery. No buggery.
Yeah, no buggery with comely whores.
Oh, you said that on the last show.
Yeah, but it's still true.
Oh, okay. What is that from?
I think it's one of those, something Ian was watching.
Random internet cartoon.
Yeah, it was an internet thing, and they said, no buggery with comely whores. We looked up buggery. And it means...
That's like an English word or something, right?
I guess. I don't know. Fucking old-timey word.
Old-timey.
You know, the old-timey days.
Like 19... Let me tell you. Like, all you guys were born in the 80s, right?
Yeah.
You made me sick. Herb was like, yeah, my mom has this cookbook. It's from, like, back in the day, like, 1978. And I was like, I was born in 77. It's like, oh... Well, not back in the day. We'll just say old school.
Oh,
fuck you.
Yes, that was like...
He was born in 86 or something.
86?
Yeah.
Really?
He's 21. Is that 85 or 86?
I think that's 86, 85, somewhere. Like that.
How old are you, 22?
I'm 22.
And what year were you born?
84.
Wow, math.
Is that 85?
It's genius. So 85.
Oh, word. That's what your Drew was born in.
Mm-hmm. I was 8.
You're 8?
That's sad.
Not really. That's how it works.
The president that was president when I was born died. So I'm old. Oh, whoops, your president's dead too, so.
Yeah. Actually, we were old before you were.
Right. Way old.
He was cruising the nation.
That apparently that's what Ford's going to do, too.
Oh, really? Going to go on his trip around, tour around America.
Yeah. It'd be kind of like...
I want to be president so my body doesn't travel. Tutankhamun.
Like Tutankhamun goes around the world.
Yeah, he does. I need to do something like that.
You need to become president with Hillary Clinton.
With Hillary Clinton?
Well, run for vice president, because I want her to be president.
Yeah.
Or that Obama guy.
Yeah, I'm sure, they'll let me run for vice president. No, Margaret was comely horse. Oh, that reminds me. I need to get some suspenders.
For what?
So I can be dramatic with them.
Oh, you know, if you got suspenders and a big hammer axe thing, you would look like Paul Bunyan or something. Just a miniature version.
Hmm.
Like the Downey man. I mean, not Downey, but Brownie.
No, he was like pretty clean shaven. Like
no, back in the day, original one,
but his hair wasn't as long.
Before he went metro.
Yeah.
Before he went homo. What are you talking about?
Either way, his hair wasn't as long. He looked kind of like more like
you can Photoshop that out,
like Chuck Norris or something.
Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris is the original Brawny man.
He's so gross.
Sidekicking his.
Have you seen Talladega Nights?
Yes, I have. I own it now. Oh my god,
that's so funny.
It is.
I love the kids. Yeah. Texas Ranger.
Walker and Texas Ranger. TR
for sure. If we wanted sissies, we'd name them Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman. I love those kids.
Yeah.
They're like my heroes. I'm gonna
come at you like a spider monkey.
I'm jacked on Mountain Dew, chip.
I'm 12 years old, but I can still kick your ass.
I'll sissy kick you in the back of the neck.
And then at the end, the one kid was like, look, it's our transient grandfather.
Who is that guy that played the grandfather?
Gary... I forgot his last name. I think his first name
Gary Allman, is it?
No. I don't know, fucker. I'm not going to be able to remember.
He always reminds me of... What's his name?
Oh.
Kevin Bacon.
Kevin Bacon?
Yeah.
I see it.
Yeah, they both look like hobos. Like, can easily look like a hobo. Like, Kevin Bacon's, like, clean-shaven now, but give him, like, a couple days, he'll look like a hobo. Like, hardcore.
He has a lot of craters in his face.
Huh?
Kevin Bacon has a lot of craters in his face.
Oh. I don't really spend a lot of time looking at Kevin Bacon. His face.
All right, well, we're at 36 minutes.
36.
I'm just gonna go.
Wow. Okay.
You're boring my listeners.
You're sad. You're so mean.
Some people get the truth mixed up with being mean. Sorry.
That is a total dissing.
It's true, though. Look, I'm being honest. I'm not being mean.
Oh.
Not really. I'm just saying in general when people ask me, you know, be honest. Okay. You're being mean. No, I was being honest. You asked, right?
What time is Publix open till?
9.
9, I think. And I think the one on Southgate's open till 10, maybe.
That's amazing.
You want to go?
Yeah.
What are you getting?
Oh shit. Damn. I'm hitting all kinds of shit over here.
I know. Even the pipe.
The crack pipe. Yeah. Only crack. That's all I'll smoke.
Just say. Crack? Straight crack?
Yeah, I got to keep my body's my temple. You know, my body's
going to take
it.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, only crack. Only crack. All right.
I want to remind everybody to go to the website, foulmonkeys.com. Email us. Oh, you got to send us the picture of your butt.
Oh, okay.
Because they asked you a question.
Yeah, okay.
It's got to be full butt. No, just little,
Okay.
It's got to be full on hairy butt.
I will.
Actually, I think you should shave like a message in your hair.
No, I'm not going to. There, you can't. It's not that thing.
It's not that.
Yeah, it's not that hairy. Killing.
Well, write something on it.
It's got writing on it.
No, like I like bears. I love bears.
No, right? No.
Oh, no, you could put on it "Bear's Den" and point it to your asshole.
No, I have definitely. No, what? This is gonna ruin my vice presidency.
For hibernation.
Keep drinking, Ryan. Keep drinking and pass out.
Everybody give us a call at 206-984-FOUL. Ask Ryan another question. Okay. And he'll send another picture of something.
I won't answer. No.
Oh, you can get a picture of Garrett's butt and put it on there.
How am I going to get a picture of Garrett's butt?
I have a picture of Garrett's butt.
Okay, never mind. I'll get you a picture, kid. If you ask another question, I'll get another guy's butt for y'all.
And yeah, we can Photoshop Bear's Den on it.
Yes, we can. Oh, well, until next time.
Oh, go to the MySpace page, too.
Me?
No, them.
Oh, yeah, fucking go there.
I think everybody in this room's on the MySpace page.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
No, Fur's not.
Uh-huh.
Yes, she is.
Is she on the MySpace page?
I'm pretty sure. Because I think I almost bitched about her being higher up than I am.
Last time you said she was not cool. Huh? Because she wasn't on the website, on the MySpace page.
Oh, really?
You should listen. You have an MP3 player now.
I do indeed.
Let's check it out.
Ooh. The internet, you say?
Oh, I have a new message. She's on my page. Oh.
Oh.
She's there now.
Can they hear that?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. The page is making noises and it scared me.
Yeah, you should probably maybe listen to that episode.
I'm afraid of the internet.
All right, bye, people.
Bye.
Y'all want to say bye?
Bye.
We love AIDS. Wagner loves AIDS. Wagner loves African AIDS.
No, Erica Wagner does not like African AIDS.
You like German AIDS?
They might be okay, but what about AIDS? You keep that shit away from me.
All right, bye.
Bye.